Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Nice to be with you as we head towards kickoff, the second kickoff of the season. And one of the games, of course, everybody has been looking forward to will be the Rabbitohs taking on the Roosters. And the man in the number nine jersey for the Cardinal and Myrtle is Damon Cook. And he joins us right now. G'day, mate.
Afternoon, guys. How you going?
Very, very well. Thank you. You sick of TikTok and ready to play some rugby league?
Oh, everybody involved. I had a few cameos of Alex Johnson's one, but yeah, definitely happy footy's back.
How is the mood in the group? There's been a bit going on. How are you feeling heading towards this huge game?
Really good. We've had the last couple of weeks of training been really good for us. And, you know, we've probably put it down to, you know, the full squad where this reserve grade at the moment obviously don't have any footy. So they've really lifted the intensity of the session because they're not going to be playing many games and everyone's fighting for their positions and having that competition. So it's been really good that we felt like we've had a couple sort of in-house trials, sort of getting the bodies ready for that contact. And everyone's just excited to be back.
Hey, Cookie, it's Emma Lawrence. Obviously, massive loss not having Cody for a couple of weeks. But we've heard this name, Troy Dargan, the young kid. It'd be a massive stage to be playing against the Roosters. I know you probably can't give too much insight into how Wayne's going to go, but tell us a bit about Dargan.
Yeah, look, Wayne will make the final call, but obviously, Darg spent a bit of time there as well in the halves and played with myself. And he does a really good job. He's a great runner of the ball. He's really confident in getting the team around the field. So, you know, we're just going to make sure we do our part for him as well and make sure we're doing the right things. And if he does get to debut next week, then, you know, we're going to make sure we look after him and do the best we can for him because he's a young halfback, first game against, the, you know, the best team in the comp.
Hey, Cookie, how difficult has it been for the individual players getting prepared, doing a pre-season, playing a couple of games, then sort of going back into a semi-hibernation and having to sort of keep fit, not knowing, having the mindset of, well, are we going to play again this year? How serious do I take this? I've got no one to train with. And then all of a sudden getting the green light and sort of having to hit the gas button again. Did you feel like you were starting all over again? Did you feel like you only needed to sort of put a couple of extra things in place because you kept yourself in a pretty good shape anyway? How was that sort of that whole program for you?
Yeah, everyone was different and everyone, you know, some people might be better at others at being self-motivated to sort of get training and the others like to have that structure where they're going to train every day and training with the boys as well. So obviously you're allowed to train with one person every now and then. So, you know, we're able to, you know, catch up and do some running sessions with another person, which obviously helped. And then everyone tried to stay in touch with their weights as much as they possible by, you know, I got a mate who's got a gym and took some equipment from him and a lot of the other boys got some equipment from Redfern. And for me, mate, I haven't had a long pre-season the last couple of years for good reasons, obviously, just with some games at the end of the year. So I use the time to sort of get a couple of extra weeks of pre-season sort of weights and running under my belt, feeling really, really good. And at the start of isolation, I think we all spoke about just have 2 weeks off because and do nothing and sort of have a mini break there and we'll get a better idea when the competition's going to be coming back on and how we'll start up. But, you know, the high-performance team are really good with that.
Cookie, you'll be playing your games out of Bankwest Stadium, which is a great venue. How many times have you played there so far, buddy?
I've played once there, I think.
Okay.
One game I didn't play and then another one against the Tigers and... Ryan Madison scored made a break up in the middle, scored right at the end to steal the victory. So it was a couple of times I've been there, though. The surface was quite slippery one time, and then the next time was perfect. So it's a great ground. And yeah, obviously, we're not going to have the atmosphere of the crowd there. But, you know, that's I think we're going to be playing our games there anyway when they were talking about pulling ANZ Stadium down. So made all for it.
The refs are all on board. That's all happened as of last night. The new rules, the six again, the ruck infringements, you were going to be right in the centre of all that. How are you feeling?
Yeah, mate, I'm feeling good. Obviously, it would just take a few games for everyone to sort of adapt to how it's going to be interpreted, the rules and what's going on. We got a bit of a better understanding this morning of what they're going to be looking for. So, you know, having that one ref, he's going to be able to control the game on his terms, not have anyone else in his ear, I guess, calling the shots. So, you know, that'll be one positive. But obviously around the ruck, yeah, it's going to, as a hooker, probably just see how the game's going and get an understanding for each game and work your way into it before you try and take advantage of those situations. But there are going to be some good times where teams are going to have six again and when a new rule or comes in, it's interesting to see how those teams find an advantage out of that. So, but definitely take a few games, but don't want to overplay our hand. Sometimes it's better to use those extra six tackles to get some good field position and go from there.
And I think the latest update we'd heard on James Roberts was that he had to get tested for COVID now that he's out of his rehab facility. Has he joined you guys yet again?
Yeah, he was at training today, yeah. And it was great to have him back there. He had a big smile on his face and excited to be back around the boys, I think. So, and obviously he had to go, I think he must have got tested yesterday, and obviously all good. That's why he was there today and had the footy back in his hands and playing some footy. So that's what all we wanted, is James to take as much time as he needed, and when he was ready to come back, we're waiting for him. So it's good to have him there.
Thoughts on Origin in November, Cookie?
I'm just glad it's getting played. I think looking at the game as a fan, it'd be weird to go a season without playing State of Origin or having it on TV. So I'm glad they found some time for it and got it in. It's obviously going to be different conditions. I saw the schedules 3 weeks in a row, so I've been quite over and done with quite quickly, and the conditions will be a little bit warmer at that time of year too.
And obviously, I guess this COVID period has affected you, not just as a footy player, but as a business owner. Is La Cure Wellness, is it back up and running? And give it a bit of a plug.
Yeah, no, thank you. La Cure Wellness is back open at the moment. So we did have a bit of a hit there where we had to close, like a lot of other businesses. But at the moment, we've been allowed to open. I think massage and IV drip and our retail part has all been able to open up, which is great for us and obviously the staff that we had working for us.
And Damien Cook, of course, your teammate, Greg Inglis, announcing he's coming out of retirement, heading to Warrington. What did you make of that?
It was a shock waking up the next morning and finding that out. But I think it's great. I think Greg is going to obviously... You know, he retired on his terms over here and his body probably didn't let him, and probably a lot of other things he didn't feel like the expectation he put on himself to compete over here, and took some time away and done what he needed to do. And he's going to go over there. He's got one of his best mates, Jason Clark, there as well. He's going to enjoy his footage. Talk about it not being a bit more... they're not going to expect too much of him over there. And I think he'll really be able to enjoy himself and see out his career the way he was meant to.
All right, mate. Well, look, thanks so much for joining us on the show, and good luck with the first game back. It is huge against the Roosters and for the season beyond. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Great.
There he is, Damien Cook.